And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Friday, November 15th, 2024. I was talking to Eric the Tech before the show. I didn't even talk to Randy about this, but I reached out to Alex Jones just maybe to pop in for a few minutes. Look, the guy is like fried, okay? He's been on the air, I think, 20 hours the last 2 days, so give him a pass on that. But I want to touch on what happened because it is so egregious, and it fits right in with this globalist takeover that we're going to be talking about today. Folks, if you think for 1 second you could take a breather, you could take a breath, you can say, oh my gosh, you know, it's all good, President Trump is going to be in there. You got, man, I'll tell you what, you're thinking wrong. And I don't mean to be a downer on this. I just want to tell you what's going on behind the scenes, and it's behind the scenes everywhere. Randy Taylor is going to be joining me momentarily. Before I get to the show, I want to thank you, the people who, support this program, the members in the chat on Rumble. Thanks for creating an account and following us and, giving us a thumbs up. I appreciate that. Really do. And I want to thank, we just have such a great, listenership. I saw somebody in the chat asking, I think it was about the band segments or the band videos. Maybe it was not ours. If it wasn't, my apologies, but this is to DJ Harp, I think it is, 1971, where just go to HagmannPI.com for all the band segments. You can see the list there. You can see it right there. They're all part of our Rumble channel. So if that's what you were talking about, and if not, my apologies. I want to just direct everyone once again to healthwithdoug.com. Let's talk about collagen, your skin health. Your skin is the largest organ in your body. I'm telling you right now, you need to take care of it. Countless Americans, you're going to be wasting time, energy, and money trying to reduce wrinkles, but really failing because people miss the real problem, which is a decrease in natural collagen reserves. And if I can explain this real quick, you know, scientists found that after 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. And if you experience an excess of sagging skin, wrinkles for your age or whatever it might be, you could be collagen and probably are collagen deficient. And knowing that you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging, which is why I use that amazing new collagen mixture. You can see it on screen. To revitalize and rejuvenate my skin. My wife loves it. It's working for her. Unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves, this is highly effective because it combines the top five critically important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce the visible signs of aging. In fact, I was telling my wife, it looks like she's going backwards in time. Beautiful woman. But it reduces wrinkles, promotes a youthful glow, and promotes elasticity and skin hydration. Now, if you want to do your skin a favor, do this today. Well, it's 51% off. Do it. I mean, do it right now. Healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that's healthwithdoug.com, or just click on the link below. All right. Real quick before I bring Randy Taylor on, this issue with Alex Jones has been bothering me a lot. Okay, he's a friend. And he is someone who's been fighting the fight for so long, and he's battle weary. I mean, I'll tell you what, the guy is like, he's energized, but at some point, you know, you just crash. And that's kind of where he's at right now. It all started, just to give you a recap, in case you might have heard this, but maybe in chunks or without digestible pieces or in pieces that may not have the proper context. It began with a $1.4 million judgment against him, $1.5 million actually, and this is relative to defamation with the Sandy Hook issue. And the problem with that verdict and that award is he was found liable before he even entered a courtroom. And that's not how the American system works, either on the civil or criminal side. Okay, it just doesn't work that way. And I kind of chuckled because in one of the sessions, in fact, Eric the Tech was standing with me, and I think he heard me say, "Wow, what's this?" And came into my office during one of the sessions, testimonies. They were playing a Alex Jones clip on the TV, and guess who was on the screen with him? It was me. And then that kind of got tangentially, you know, we became involved, of course, but not in the way you think. So, I mean, yeah, just forget I said that, I guess. But the thing is, a $1.5 billion, that's B, billion judgment. This was not to repay the families so-called or allegedly defamed at Sandy Hook. And, you know, I realized, excuse me, just talking about this, I realized that this is dangerous territory because you've got every single leftist organization writing down or transcribing every word I say. So, you know, I can say whatever I damn well please. Okay. This is America and I will fight to the death for that right. But the fact is this, the judgment against them and the litigation, and I'm telling you what, from experience, litigation is costly. The process is the punishment. How many times have I said that the process is a punishment? Hundreds of thousands of dollars for attorneys. I'm no stranger to that. But with this case, ultimately, back in June, he filed for personal and business, professional and personal bankruptcy. So back in June, it was June 15th-ish, I think it was, there were trustees, bankruptcy trustees. When you file bankruptcy, you're assigned a trustee. And folks, please understand this. Trustees are the overseer of trustees, bankruptcy trustees, are inside the Department of Justice, the federal U.S. Department of Justice. Okay, you understand that, right? So the U.S. Department of Justice oversees the bankruptcy, and this is important, the bankruptcy trustees. So in June, there was a trustee named Pat McGill, and it was June 14th. They came in to shut down InfoWars. If you remember that, he was sleeping, Alex was sleeping in the studio and saying, look, they're coming in to shut us down without the necessary court documents. This was just a takeover. An unlawful takeover. And again, remember who we're talking about. We're talking about the people from the Biden Department of Justice. And Randy Taylor and I are going to be talking more about this, that Biden-Harris, Merrick Garland swamp creature stuff. But Alex Jones took them to court, went to court, and the judge Chris Lopez said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Okay. So ultimately, the end of the bankruptcy, which would be liquidation, to ostensibly collect on the $1.5 billion judgment. Yeah. You might as well make it a gazillion. All right. It would be like suing me for, it's just ridiculous. But that wasn't the point. And what happened in the last 36 hours showed exactly who these people are. Yesterday, 8 o'clock in the morning, a new trustee, Pat McGill, was fired. Okay. And a new trustee by the name of Chris Murray was assigned. Now, you would think that Chris Murray. Now, this is my understanding, allegedly, okay? Allegedly. I don't need these people on my back. And I'll tell you what. But anyway, allegedly, Chris Murray decided, the judge said, okay, we're going to talk about auctioning off InfoWars, right? You're going to have to do that to get the money, the, you know, the sale of the assets, the equipment, and so on and so forth, right? It's real simple. So the judge said, we're going to do this, but then we have, I've got a review, and then we'll issue the final order for the execution or the auction. Well, Chris Murray, what he did, it's my understanding, allegedly, well, not allegedly, I mean, you can listen to Alex Jones talk about this, but what he did was, instead of having an auction, it was a rigged auction. It was kind of like an auction, but we're going to give it to not the highest bidder. We're going to give it to somebody already. We know who's going to take this. And that would be The Onion. Okay, you read about this. And the New York Times, they were so happy. And all of these leftist publications were so, oh, my gosh, this is great. And, you know, Ben Collins, the CEO of The Onion, was on television just saying, oh, this is great. We're going to put shove this right in his face. And then the group with The Onion is a group called Every Town for Gun Safety. Every Town for Gun Safety. This is a leftist group that wants to rip the guns out of your hand and beat you over the head with your guns. So it was The Onion and Every Town for Gun Safety. Oh, hey, you know what? We shut this up. We shut down InfoWars, and we're going to mock them. We're going to mock him relentlessly. And we're partnering up with this gun grabbing organization. And really, so a question was asked in the media. Were you the highest bidder? Well, we were the best bidder. What the hell does that mean? The best bidder. I don't know how many people saw it. You can go to band.video. By the way, they unplugged at the IT level. InfoWars, band.video, everything, just across the board, ripped out the plug. Which someday they're going to do here. And then they went to the news, you know, on the news and laughed about it and said, oh, it's cool. Well, Jones had, Alex had said, you know what, I this is not right, because he had people, I'm not going to name them if he did this, I'm not sure, I think he did, but he had people ready to make the highest bid, or, you know, he had a high bid, and they were friends. I'll just leave it at that. So, you know, it wasn't me, but they were friends with money. All right. Suddenly, again, The Onion, and they came in and apparently bought InfoWars by way of an auction that really wasn't an auction, that went against everything, every law in this country. Oh, but wait, it's okay. They can do that because you know why? Because it's the Biden Department of Justice that oversees this. Well, Alex had his attorneys petition Judge Lopez, the judge overseeing the bankruptcy, and by the way, a Trump appointee, which really, you know, he's an okay appointment, leans toward the opposition in this case, but, you know, he's pretty fair. And Lopez said, hey, wait a second. I didn't tell you could do this. And I certainly didn't tell you that you can allow this bid to take place or allow this to turn off InfoWars. You turn that back on. You put him back on the air right friggin' now. And, oh, we'll talk about this next week. That's what happened. It's not about the money. This was an illegal private sale disguised as an auction. And, oh, the money? See, that's the other thing, too, which is really something. Alex was on with Glenn Beck kind of explaining this, too. And it wasn't the highest bid, but it was the best one because they were using money they didn't have, creating it basically out of thin air, to add to the bid to make sure it was over, it was a higher bid. Do you understand that? No? Good. I don't either. Because it's not right. After he got off air tonight, again, he's a friend, and that's what happened to him. And I'll tell you what, lawsuits are flying right now. And the Department of Justice, let me tell you something right now, the Department of Justice under President Trump better gut these people, legally gut these people. All right, shove that lawsuit right up their asses. They better gut these people in a legal sense, because this is acting under the color of authority, taking away your 13th Amendment, your rights under the 13th Amendment and other amendments. But this is completely BS. And people better understand. You know, people laugh about it. Oh, it's just Alex Jones. It's just InfoWars. Well, we're all Jones. We're all InfoWars right now. Pisses me off. With me is Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, RT, at HagmanPI.com if you want to communicate with him. Follow him on X, Randy Taylor _USA on X. And of course, if you go to HagmanPI.com, all of the shows are there. Links to the shows and every citation we use is there as well. All right. Again, thank you very much for being part of the chat. Thank you for joining the program. Randy Taylor, you saw the show notes. The globalist shadow government right now is being formed inside the U.S. Before we get really deep into this, your thoughts about what you saw today.
Well, this thing with Alex Jones is BS. It's wrong. It's wrong on every level.
Yeah.
I went through a bankruptcy. I know exactly how it works. I know exactly how it's supposed to work. Mine was done properly. You know, but I mean, I wasn't Alex Jones, but this is, they're making it very personal.
Oh, yeah.
And even if there was somebody that was going to buy up Alex Jones' stuff, to do it the way that they've done it, with giving it to the Onion and playing with the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are serious offenses. That's fraudulent. And because when it comes to bankruptcy, that's a settlement of debt. It's serious business.
Oh, yeah.
I know. When I went under creditors up the wazoo, I was small. Mine was about $1 million. Okay. But I'm telling you, there's a process, and you got to dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and it has to be done by the book. One can't jump ahead of the other. I know. I had a landlord that thought he should go to the front of the line. In fact, they were talking about that when I was in the courtroom. And they were like, you know what? Everything's auction. You know, and it's settled a certain way. What they're doing to Alex is wrong. What they're doing is wrong. And the judge, hopefully, will write this wrong. And people that just laugh, it's just Alex Jones. I'm going to tell you something. It's a horrible feeling when you're standing there just outside of your house, which is about the only thing they can't take from you. And everything you own is gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that it's a sick feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And out of everything that I lost, I have to tell you this. My Southern friends, my bass boat hurt the most. I'm serious. It did. I almost cried.
Your bass boat.
My bass boat. That was my only piece in the world.
Well,
just disappear from everybody, leave the phone in the truck, and go bass fishing.
And maybe at some point in time we can get you another bass boat.
Maybe someday, man. Alex has been such a blessing.
Yeah, he has.
And such a warrior for the truth. And that's why they hate him. That's why they hate him. It didn't have to be Sandy Hook. It could have been anything. They were going to come down on him sooner or later.
Oh, exactly. And by the way,
people need to remember that.
You're exactly right.
Sandy Hook is just an excuse.
But I will say this about Sandy Hook. Something in there stinks like, you know,
yes,
a week old fish. All right.
Yes.
You can't tell me. All right. That there's a lot that stinks with Sandy Hook. And I'd from the coroner to the, I mean, everything.
Well, that and when they talk about these crisis actors, they exist. We know they exist.
They bring them in
on a moment's notice. I'm sorry. We're real good at facial comparisons. We're really good at it, and we know voice comparisons. And I'm sorry, we have too many instances of this from over the years, the last 20 years for certain. Okay, now Alex is being punished for trying to warn people what this government's all about and what this government's been about. And you're going to see, and what we're going to talk about tonight should scare the hell out of you. And when we told you Trump may have won the vote that night, but this fight ain't over, what we're going to tell you is going to make your skin crawl. And as patriots, it's going to piss you off. And patriots, I think it's time to get on the phone and start letting people know that it's pissing you off. Because what we're going to tell you is pretty serious. When he sent me the show notes, I've been buried with stuff all day. When he sent me the show notes, man, I'll tell you what, don't put your stuff away yet. I'm just telling you, it's serious business. Doug?
Hang on just one second here.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we got a bunch of stuff by forming a shadow government, and be assured of this, all right? And what we're going to do is we're going to cover that with you, and you're going to recognize some of these names. And these are people that have no intention of making sure that, see, here's what gets me. Joe Biden publicly said he assures a smooth transition. But the people below Joe Biden have no intention of a smooth transition. So that's letting everybody know that Joe Biden has basically been a pretty ineffective leader. Nobody's listening to the guy. He's sitting up there and he's saying whatever he wants. Meanwhile, the whole deal underneath him is going to pot. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. And the fact is, here's the scary part. The scary part is they're not trying to hide this. They're doing this in the open. They might as well be selling T-shirts and hats, okay? Because they are planning on sticking it up our collective asses. And listen, even if we get past the 20th of this month, which concerns me, January 6th may be another day to remember. Elon Musk would love to have the party of the century for the inauguration. We got to make sure there's going to be an inauguration. And patriots, it's going to fall on us. Okay? Be advised. This is going to fall on the patriots in this country. I was thankful that November 6th was a peaceful day. I was very thankful. I'm really wondering how long that peace is going to last now. Now I'm really getting concerned.
Yeah, I am too. And thanks for covering for me. Alex. He said, "You know what? Let's." He said, "I'm at home with my kids, man. He said, "Let's talk next week." And he said, "I'll come on next week." I said, you know, he said, "Man, I'm just wiped out." So
Doug's had the opportunity to meet Alex Jones and hang out with him. They've done a lot of things together. I've never met the man.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I would absolutely love to meet Alex Jones.
Yeah. All right. So what you said, though, I just said, you know, hey, spending the time with your kids, you deserve it. Okay, so
this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah. And he did say this. He said it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better in his situation. And I believe that. So anyway, but what we have for you tonight is, look, a shadow government is being set up by the left, and because they refuse to accept President Trump as a president. This is a cut one Democrat leftist scumbag piece of crap that should, Wiley Nickel, okay? is openly discussing creating a shadow government to undermine President Donald Trump. Now, this is the source on this. This is a video. MJ Truth posted this, but this Democratic congressman, Wiley Nickel, is openly talking about creating a shadow government to undermine President Trump. And he's going a little bit further. He's openly admitting they're going to commit treason. I mean, by doing this, you're admitting treason. Listen, folks, like Randy Taylor said, this is up to us. It's going to be up to us. Okay. He's calling for Adam Schiff to be a shadow attorney general. Are you friggin' serious, Adam Schiff, that pencil neck piece of crap?
And who's the secretary, Ed Buck? I mean, come on. Let's just call Satan in. Let's call Satan in and put him to work, okay? Like he isn't already at work. Adam Schiff. Somebody needs to knock that son of a bitch out.
Oh, my gosh, Ed Buck. I can just, Yeah, bend over. Okay. Yeah. Johanna Hayes is Secretary of Shadow Education Secretary. Greg Meeks, Secretary of State. Michael Bennett, Treasury Secretary. Suzanne Dalbene, Commerce Secretary. I'm not kidding. This is what he's saying. And he's not kidding either.
They publicized this, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're telling you. This is serious. They don't even give a damn that they're breaking the law and committing treason.
And that's right.
What do patriots say about that? What do we say about that, patriots?
If someone is convicted of treason, they need to be hung. Okay.
Publicly
hung after conviction of treasonous activities. To me, this is treason. And if you don't, you don't believe us, I'll tell you what, let's go to cut one. It's 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 12 seconds worth every minute of it. You better pay attention to this. Cut one.
If Trump attempts to weaponize the justice system against his political opponents with Matt Gaetz at the helm, we could see incoming Senator Adam Schiff as our shadow attorney general, arguing against replacing our independent prosecutors with Trump loyalists. If Trump seeks to eliminate the Department of Education, Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, a former teacher of the year, could step up as shadow education secretary to loudly defend public education in the United States. If Trump orders Marco Rubio to hand Ukraine and much of Eastern Europe to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Congressman Greg Meeks, as Shadow Secretary of State, could be a strong voice in support of maintaining international relationships and protecting democracy at home and abroad. Senator Michael Bennett as Shadow Treasury Secretary, and Congresswoman Susan Delbene as Shadow Commerce Secretary could help ensure the middle class and small businesses have a voice in government and call out Trump's proposed tax cuts for billionaires and corporations. As Shadow Defense Secretary, Congressman Adam Smith, a great representative for the people of Washington and not a Fox News host, could counter Trump's threat to use military force against his political opponents and work to ensure that the Department of Defense stays loyal to the Constitution and not some wannabe dictator. And Senator Tammy Duckworth could argue against cuts to the Department of Veterans Affairs that would delay the benefits and care our service members have so rightly earned. If Trump hands over the EPA to big oil ally Lee Zeldin, we could see Congresswoman Kathy Castor pushing back for environmental protection and conservation to protect the air we breathe and the water we drink. And if Trump pushes to ban abortion nationwide, Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro could step in as Shadow Secretary of Health and Human Services to defend women's right to choose and argue against the gutting of Medicare by Trump and his cronies. Mr. Speaker, new times require new solutions. The shadow cabinet isn't just about opposing extreme MAGA attacks on our government. It's also about making clear what we stand for, not just what we're against.
I'm going to tell you something.
What in the hell is going on?
Okay, that graphic, he created that. This is on the floor of the House of Representatives.
I cannot believe this. Why were not the Capitol Police called in?
And by the way, that DeLauro, what a putz she is. We showed a video of her, I don't know, a while back, that purple-haired, crinkled-up raisin, talking some kind of, urbanite language, okay?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. These people are out of their friggin' minds, every single one of them. Every one. And I'll tell you something. You make sure you keep track of those names.
I'm going to keep the list.
You know that guy.
I'm going to keep the list.
Oh, the list will be at HagmanPI.com.
That list isn't going anywhere. Check. Try it. Just try it.
Sometimes I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to nobody, talking to the air.
They absolutely now are refusing to acknowledge the election.
They're election deniers. Yeah, they're conspiracy theorists.
Exactly what they accused Trump of.
Of course.
They're doing exactly that. And they're supposed to be the left. They're taking the high road. These people are criminals, people. These are communists. Anybody that's sitting there and talking about overturning the election, inserting themselves in the, we know they do it because they inserted Harris without a single primary vote. We already know these son of a bitches will do this.
That's right. And by the way, on the screen, there's a list of names.
Good.
Okay. Write them down, commit them to memory, screen cap that, whatever. This is one congressman offering up names, potential names, you know, probably talking out of his, rear end.
If he said my name, I'd be screaming.
Oh, man.
I would call him out on the floor and tell him, you get yourself killed, pal. Put my name out there. We're done. The Patriots aren't going to play with these people. Do they not understand this, Doug? Do they not understand where we're at in this country?
They're unable to. Certainly, he's unable to read the room, meaning the U.S.
They're not understanding. They're not reading the people. And the other thing is, they're certainly not reading the military. And these are the ones that passed the law to weaponize the military against us just recently. And they're talking about Trump weaponizing the military. Trump has no plans. He doesn't need to weaponize the military. He doesn't have to against American citizens. He's not going to violate the Constitution. Trump is about the Constitution. My only concern right now so far with Trump is he's got one guy in there I'm not too sure about with the FBI. That guy.
Well,
guy was an anti-Trumper.
No, I don't. Yeah,
I don't feel comfortable with that.
No, that's being floated around. I am not 100% sure that that's legitimate. Okay, the last time I heard, it was the favorite under consideration. And take this with a grain of salt, or two grains, or whatever. But the last I heard, and this is from somebody that one can trust, is Kash Patel for FBI. Whether that happens or not, I have no idea. I don't control any of this. I just tell you what I hear.
Yeah. It's like the Matt Gaetz and everybody getting upset about it. They're upset because they know that Matt Gaetz knows what they've been doing.
Oh,
that's why they're concerned. That's why Lindsey Graham is butt puckered up when that came out.
Yeah. You know, people talk about the ethics investigation and report about Matt Gaetz, right? Okay. Believe me, that, by the way, that report will come out. I guarantee, as sure as I'm sitting here, at some point before the confirmation hearing, that report will come out. I guarantee flipping to you. Because they've got to impeach Matt Gaetz. And of course, sex trafficking. When you dig into really what happened, no.
But we can bring you 350,000 instances of actual sex trafficking.
Yes.
If anybody's interested.
How many millions were paid out that with your money that have not been released, about the instances of sexual harassment, abuse, and all that stuff by Congress critters? Okay.
Both sides.
Right.
Don't think it's just the left.
Right.
We got some people with some dick problems on the right, too.
Release the names.
Yeah.
You know, Because especially if I paid the freight on that, I pay taxes, I pay buku taxes.
We want that, and we want the Epstein list, and I want to hear P. Diddy's list.
Yep, yep. At the very
least. This should not be a secret. This shouldn't be confidential. This should be public knowledge, made public knowledge. We are the taxpayers. They're using our money to do this crap.
Exactly.
Every time a congressman checks into a hotel to have sex with an underage child, we paid for the hotel.
And whatever is...
Don't think that they're the paying fee on is. Their accounts. We're paying it.
Yeah.
We fly them around the country. We fly them around the world. You know what? This gravy train has got to stop. And I'll tell you what. They need to pull the federal insurance program, health insurance, off from under these bastards.
Amen.
They need to be put on the same, exact same insurance that we're on. I'm not joking. That's the only way they will ever put good insurance out on the country. These people suck. And the Republicans should have been screaming when this asshole was up there talking.
You would think, right?
That's why I could never be a politician, Doug, because I would get arrested by Capitol Police because I would have walked down there and knocked his ass on the floor.
Well, you know, think about just think about how far we have fallen. You have Fetterman, okay, that cue ball dressed in jockey shorts and
the guy looks like Uncle Fester. That guy,
yeah, and a hoodie.
It disrespects the dress code in Congress and in the Senate.
But hold on a second. He would, and I don't know how many people know about this, but because of the dress code, he would vote from the doorway, okay, making a mockery of the system. And hey, we're okay with that. But then they changed the dress code to accommodate Fetterman. And I guess enough people were said, no, we're not going to disrespect the Senate.
That
meatball, okay. Imagine going to vote like that in the Senate. It's bad enough that we just elected a tranny, and I'm not talking about on a 71 Camaro, but a tranny to Congress.
We did.
Yes, we did. Hang on, I got it right here somewhere. It made me sick. I think I threw up in my mouth a little bit. I got the note here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware Congressman Tim Sarah McBride. Just in case you were wondering.
Man. Tim Sarah McBride.
Oh, yeah. Look up Tim or now Sarah. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But Tim Sarah McBride. But see.
And you think our enemies don't laugh at us? Tim McBride. Yep.
But you know what? But here's the thing. Not enough people give a shit. That's what I think. I love everyone in the chat. All right. Not enough people give a shit.
Well,
okay. Really. There's not enough people who care.
You're right.
I'm telling you right now. I'm to the point where, I told Steve Quayle this morning. I said, Steve, you know what? Hey, if no one gives a shit, why should I? I'll go golfing. I'll learn how to golf.
I'll go with you, man. I'm not, you know what? Eric can teach us. Right?
Hell, my grandson could teach us. 5-year-old Dean. He can hit a ball 100 yards, which I can't believe.
All you guys got to do is just smoke cigars.
Okay.
I just want to ride in that little motorized thing.
And drink. We get to drink.
Grab a cart and smoke some cigars and watch me hit balls.
That's all. Hey.
This is all right. I just sent you McBride's picture, Eric.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You know what pisses me off? Let me tell you something. Now, I'm married, so I'm out of the circuit. But when I was in the military.
Wait.
I'm married.
Out of the tranny circuit or what? No,
circuit? I'm off the market.
Okay.
Right. I remember anybody that served anywhere in the military in Hawaii, on Oahu, is very familiar with Hotel Street. And let me tell you something. It got so scary down there that you literally would ask for a driver's license if you were in a bar talking to a girl. And back then, the driver's license had to stay true to their sex. The guy, the girl, in Hawaii, they call them mahu.
Mahu who?
Mahu. That's what they say.
Again, mahu who what?
Well, I was in a bar of ill repute. I was in a topless bar one time. This is back when I wasn't being a good Christian. And I was in there, and there was this girl dancing on stage. All the right parts. Pretty, right? And we're sitting there, and I was with my buddies, and we're sitting back. And I remember I got up, and I walked to the bathroom, and these two old Hawaiian guys, the one guy goes, "Hey, soldier," points at stage and says, "Mahu." I said, "What?" He says, "Mahu." So then I walked off to the bathroom, came back, and the old man was sitting there, and he's shaking his head, and I said, "What is mahu?" He says, "It's a man." They were employing transsexuals to dance at topless nightclubs in Waikiki.
Yeah. Mahu has hoo-hoo.
Yeah, mahu has wahoo. But anyway, Hotel Street.
What do they do for topless? I mean, did they have top surgery?
Yeah. They had boobs. They had the bottom part was a vagina.
I'm getting too old for this crap.
Not just telling you. Now, bear in mind, this is back in the early 80s. Anybody that served down there knows what Hotel Street is. You probably watch Rumble. They're probably going, "Yeah, I know where Hotel Street is." You never talk to girls down there or date or drink with a girl down there because they were guys. I remember seeing a really hot one time. I was riding shotgun with a buddy. I saw one up by the corner. I says, "Pull up here. I'll talk to her." So I pull up. She's really good looking, right? She leans down in the car and in a voice deeper than mine says, "You want a date?" We couldn't get out of there fast enough. This has been going on, Doug, for a long time. A long, 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 long time. Yep, there you go.
Which one's which? I mean, I don't know.
This is so bad.
Or they're the same. I mean,
this is so wrong. These are the ones that get in there and want to. It's okay to, flash your stuff in front of children and all kinds of stuff. You know what? This is crazy. This is just crazy. This says a lot about the state.
Well, it's Delaware after all.
And the people in their voting district. That just says to me, it tells me everything and all the reasons I don't live in Delaware.
Tim's
on the right. Well, who's on the left?
Her husband.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Okay, let's move on. I can't. My head.
It gets confusing. It'll make your head burst.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that, Eric the Tech. And thank you.
Thanks for the picture of the mahu.
Yeah, mahu. Mahu what? All right.
We're going to be famous out there in podcast land for this show.
I don't think so. We're too tamped down number wise. So I mean, we're too throttled. But anyway, either that or no one gives a crap. So all right, look,
we got a good show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We just drifted off topic there just a hair.
Yeah, why not? And that doesn't apply to the Chasters. I'm sorry about that. I'm just not in a good frame. So, but this does, okay. So this treason is not just engaged. This the Congress people are not just engaged in this. It extends to governors.
Yep.
You can go to the Epoch Times, page 2. Well, I'll tell you what. Go to page 1. Go to page 1. This is a Zero Hedge because it does have the photographs, but they took this from the Epoch Times. I think added the photographs and stuff. But here's the deal with the governors. Democratic governors create this coalition to push back against President Trump's policies. So here's the deal. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, and governor of Colorado, both Democrats, have announced the formation of a new alliance to resist President-elect Donald Trump's policies. Okay? Just weeks before he set to assume office. Now, I thought we were the United States of America, but apparently not, because these two scumbags created this alliance named Governors Safeguarding Democracy. It's being billed as a nonpartisan, my ass nonpartisan coalition of governors who will work together to prevent authoritarianism. Well, wait a second. Isn't that by the very definition authoritarianism?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So look in the friggin' mirror, you fat son of a. Okay.
And isn't Colorado the one that had the runaway Secretary of State?
Oh, yeah.
Out there handing out passwords.
Oh, yes. And we have her on tape. Yes. Oh, you know, all of this is interconnected. We have her on tape. If you go to the Gateway Pundit. Oh, yeah. But hang on for that, because this gets better. So you got Pritzker of Illinois and Jared Polis. I don't know. What is he? 12 when you look at him, of Colorado. Started the group and will act as co-chairs. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the mayor, that's the cue ball there on the right from Colorado, and Pritzker on the left. That
he looks like just one jelly donut too much.
Yeah, he ate too much, too many Twinkies. But they created this. They're co-chairs of a coalition
of a conspiracy. Yes,
it's a criminal conspiracy. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And the fact that they're up there saying this is going to be awful hard to deny in court.
I would think so.
Yep.
But see, now there's also co-conspirators, and that's the group that will be supported by a network of senior staff.
Doug, we'll just take a big plane when we fly out there. We have room for everyone to bring them back.
What happens
to an island filled with Mohu?
Yes, yeah, some place special for them.
folks, I got to tell you, if President Trump didn't win this election, you realize that he'd be sitting in Rikers. You understand that for the rest of his life,
yeah.
Right? Because that's what they want to do with him. That's what they want to do with all of us. They want to either, you know, shut us down, or kill us.
Doug, do you see, and I hope everybody out there recognizes, there are so many flashpoints between right now and the 20th of January. So many flashpoints. This whole deal can go up in a second. And they better know that. They better know that. The right has been cool, ethical. We've been gentlemen. Thus far. Okay. Don't mistake kindness for weakness. Don't mistake having ethics for weakness, because we will step on you. And when we say don't tread on me, that's not just a slogan. That's a warning. That's a warning to you peanut heads. And the FBI agents listening to this, you need to get the message to them. Okay? I'm telling you what's going on in the population. You will, when this starts, because of your dumb shit, you won't be able to stop it, and the blood is on your hands. On your hands.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
If you don't know the pulse of the nation, then you really shouldn't be in the job that you're in.
Yeah,
President Trump was duly elected. Popular vote and electoral vote. And if you want to look at cheating, things like that, you need to go back and look at these Congress races and Senate races that weren't called the same night.
And some still aren't called.
And they only had a fraction of the votes that the presidential vote had.
Oh, that's, yeah, interesting concept
called,
on that.
They should have been called before the presidential vote by number of votes counted, or you've got fucking retarded people counting.
I would say they're too clever by half in the sense.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear. I'm getting really upset.
Let me add to your
shadow government. The shadow government.
Oh. But see, here's the other thing. The media now, who said Trump is going to be Hitler? He's going to be a dictator. An authoritarian. He's going to do what he wants. The media, CNN specifically, they're okay. In fact, they're promoting a shadow government. CNN is. Clip two. Cut two. It's 2.5 minutes. A little over. Cut two.
Hold on.
All right. I'll hold on.
We should take a week off, Doug.
At this rate. No, never mind.
We should.
I've never
seen Washington D.C.
Oh, you want me to give you a tour?
Yeah.
All right. Cut two is ready.
But it would force Trump to throw out anything with 47th president on it. And there's one more idea: a shadow government, similar to the U.K., a group of lawmakers that mirrors the cabinet and publicly challenges them. Senator-elect Adam Schiff as shadow attorney general, Congressman Gregory Meeks, secretary of state, or Colorado Senator Michael Bennett as treasury secretary. Well, that idea isn't just coming from a strategist, but a lawmaker. And joining me now, the man behind this idea, Congressman Wiley Nickel, a Democrat from North Carolina. No dream music needed. You're in person with us. Congressman, why do you think this is the way to possibly challenge this administration?
First of all, this is something we can do. This is something that definitely can happen. And they've been doing it for over 100 years in the UK. Mm-hmm. So this is an idea that his time has come. And if we do the exact same thing against Trump, we're going to get the same results. We have to step up our game. We have to go toe-to-toe with Trump. And it's not just about saying, you know, what we're against. It's about saying what we're for and putting our best messengers out there to go toe-to-toe. You know, they put Elise Stefanik at the UN. We should have someone going one-on-one with her, talking about, you know, what we would do better and why the choices they make are wrong.
So what would this look like? It would be somebody who acts as if it was a State of the Union, a response they would give every time there is a major speech or press conference, or they'd have their own issue or white papers. What would this look like in practice?
First and foremost, it's about accountability. It's about keeping, you know, public pressure on every member of the cabinet. When they step out of line, you got someone, you know, who is there ready to call them out. That's something we don't have. You know, you've got an issue with the EPA. You've got the spokesman taking a counterpoint right away on your show. That's the point of it. Something where leadership, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, you know, Schumer, they could appoint folks, and we've got a ready match to go toe to toe, and it's worked well in the UK.
There are some who would look at this and criticize it and suggest that you'd be delegitimizing this administration, not simply giving an alternative accountability vehicle. What do you say to those who'd question this as a ploy to try to undermine a decisive victory?
I think it's about making sure that they're accountable. That's the whole point of it. And, you know, like anything, you start it from scratch. You get to do it our own way, our own American way. You know, they've done it for a while again in the UK. But, you know, what I want to do is I want an answer. I want a message on our issues. I want to talk about the stuff that we want to do. So in the next election, we say, okay, you know, Trump is deporting, you know, families. This is the policy we would put in place. And that's what you get with the shadow cabinet.
But it would force.
So Randy Taylor, did we lose the Revolutionary War? I mean, did we see the authority? What happened?
Yeah. What is there a single good thing going on in the UK right now? Nothing. There's nothing positive happening in the UK right now. It's so bad that Google won't even let you find what's going on in searches. That's how bad it is.
And people are posting. Did you see where somebody posted it was just an opinion on Facebook and was arrested.
Jailed. Not just arrested, jailed. There's people over there. Listen, the Ukraine is no model government for anyone to follow. And that little horse's ass that was just on there.
Wiley.
Wiley. Nutless sack, okay? He has no business stirring up shit against a president that hasn't even walked in the office yet. If we had done this, they would have been screaming. You want a shadow government and you want to play games and all that? I suggest you guys go to Adam Schiff's house, okay? Get Ed Buck out for the weekend and play shadow games, okay? You can play hide this and hide that because you people are screwed up. You people don't belong. And, you know, it's time for you to go.
Yeah.
It is time. You have worn out your welcome. We don't want you. Your best bet is resign and get out of D.C.
I am beyond frustrated because to allow this to happen and to be, to have CNN cover their butts by saying a fever dream, they're talking in hypotheticals, which is not hypothetical when he stands on the floor of the House chambers.
But what I'm saying with the Patriots and all the thing and all these flashpoints stuff, that's just hypothetical.
Well, everything's hypothetical. Hanging from the lamppost, that's hypothetical. I mean, it's all hypothetical.
Unbelievable. You know what? We need to go back to late 1700s style government.
Back then, by the way, they did not have parties. They did not have parties. In fact, the party that emerged initially was a Republican Democrat Party, which is rather interesting. But okay, we do. We have to do this.
We've got to take our government back. We've got to back Donald Trump. This is it. These people are declaring war. They need to think about what they're saying.
Well, and again,
they really do, Doug. They need to think about what they're saying.
This is not new. Hillary Clinton had talked about this. Clinton's FBI files, I don't know how many people remember those, talked about the shadow government at the State Department, which we talked about at length, ad nauseum, because you have a shadow government within the Department of State, which means the intelligence community making decisions outside of the executive branch, despite being part of that executive branch. Okay, so you've got this, I'll do what I want, which gave us Benghazi, for example, and many other decisions made on the seventh floor of the Department of State. Hey, before I go any further, folks, I just wanted to, I've got to take a top of the hour break here and mention this. Folks, don'twastepower.com. Have you seen this little device right here? I'll tell you what, this can revolutionize your paying on your power bills. Go to don'twastepower.com right now. Get up to 66% off when you click on the link within the program description box. Look, recent reports have shown that the U.S. electricity bills have set record highs. In fact, 10-year record highs this past summer. And a lot of it has to do with shareholder profits, but a lot of it has to do with government regulations and overreach and what have you. I mean, there's a lot of causes for the cost of energy. But regardless of the cause, I'd like to lower the cost of my monthly energy bills with that little awesome device right there. I love the cost savings it gives to me, and it gives me, and thanks to it, I can help cut down my electricity costs. I can beat whatever margin on the power companies and keep more money in my pocket every month. Folks, please visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. or just click on the link in the description box below to get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills, up to 66% off and free shipping, free express shipping, actually, plus other bonuses, a number of other bonuses with every order, completely free, okay, which is fantastic. And I've got to say this, my first, and that also controls the, lowers the cost by stopping home appliances from wasting unnecessary energy. And it just it supports a consistent, safe flow of electricity throughout my house, my studio, my office, and everything else. They say to plug one in. I use a couple in the studio, and I think I use three. I use in my home. That's don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. Randy Taylor is with me right here in the Hagman Report today, November 15th, 2024.
I would use definitely more than one, too, Doug.
Yeah, I think it makes a difference, and they're affordable where you can use more than one. All right.
Absolutely.
Especially when you go, don'twastepower.com is,
And it'll explain everything to you there. It's fantastic. It's just a neat concept. And Doug's absolutely right. I would definitely do more than one.
Now, okay.
It's your, out of all the bills that come to the house, that one pees me off the most because I'm like, there's no way we used all this.
Oh, yeah. See, the studio bills are, that cut down the studio probably, I would say 10 to 12%. My wife was figuring that out.
That is excellent, sir.
But still, you know, with the lights, with everything being pushed out of here, it's a house payment. Okay. But anyway, this next video, I'm going to switch it up on you, Eric. The tech is cut five. Let's talk about shadow diplomacy. You know, many people might recall Nixon, Kissinger, China, okay, that diplomacy, backdoor diplomacy. You remember that stuff? Well, this is worse now. This is absolutely worse now. Mike Benz talks about this in this 51-second clip. This is cut five in the show notes of the HagmanPI.com, shadow diplomacy. Here's Mike Benz.
My words, you are going to see an exodus from Tony Blinken's State Department, and they are going to go straight into civil society jobs at Brookings, at the Atlantic Council, at CSIS, at the Council on Foreign Relations, at the Penn Biden Center, at Stanford University, and the Harvard Belfer Center, and you name it. They are all going to get their little purchase there, and they're going to take that residual influence, and they're going to be making back-channel deals with NATO, with the European Union, with the governments in Brazil, in Australia, and they are going to try to do that Brazil strategy that they were able to successfully do under Brazil and make it so that the only platforms that are allowed to have global dominance on social media are the ones who do not allow their political enemies to have a voice. And there will be a constant fight between the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts through the government and the blob's censorship diplomatic efforts in the shadow government. Mark my words.
He goes on, the link will be at HagmanPI.com, but think about that. It's a revolving door.
As soon as they open their mouth and there's a trace of it, I would be down there slapping injunctions on them.
You know, I don't think there's any, I mean, there's, of course, things like the Hatch Act.
But if they approach the other government in what seems like an official capacity,
attempting to represent.
You might as well be counterfeiting money.
Well,
it's not official. It's not what you did wasn't official, but you're trying to act in an official capacity.
I get that. And I think that we need to, we really need to out these, all of these people. And it has to come soon. We're only going to get one chance at this, and it's not going to, we can't limit it to 4 years. It's going to take a long time. And frankly, I'm not sure President Trump can, first of all, I'm not even sure they're going to let him take office. Somehow they're going to try to kill him or imprison him or do something. And, if he does take office, they're going to throw every roadblock. You already saw the governors saying, nope, we got this coalition now.
Then Doug, you and I talked about this. We haven't talked in person. We talked about it. Then it's time for the Department of Dirty Tricks.
That's what they should have made.
I am not above running that one for the government. I'll tell you what. I guarantee. You think Hoover had files? Try the Taylor files, baby. You would not speak out against President Trump. Trust me.
Well, you can speak out against him, but just don't thwart his policies, procedures.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he hired me to do that, I'll tell you what. I guarantee it'd happen.
Department of Dirty Tricks.
You know it, Doug.
Yeah, I
absolutely would excel at that.
It's hard to take, but anyway, you're exactly right. I'm going to go back in time.
You think the envelopes and George Senior's things brought strange looks to faces? Wait till my envelopes get delivered. Howdy. Just a friendly reminder.
Folks, I got to tell you, I've seen some dirty tricks pulled by that man. And
I'm sorry. I'll do it. I will do it to defend my country. I'm tired of this crap.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these communists posing as legislators, and posing as law enforcement, and posing as working for the judicial branch. I am so tired of this. These people are like Gestapo, man. That is not the American way. That is not how we do that. You want to play Gestapo games? Do you really want to play Gestapo games? I think not.
Okay, hang on a second. I just want to address this in chat. Look, I appreciate this. Good grief, in all caps. This is by MSDS. And again, I'm not picking on anyone. Trump will be in office. How about some positivity for a change?
All right.
Okay. I mean, God's in control, too.
Yep.
Let's be positive.
I just don't want to go through the previous 4 years that Trump went through.
No.
Where he had his just from the word go.
And here's the problem.
They need to back off and honor the election.
I get that. You want puppy dogs and videos of puppy dogs? We can do that. We can have that. In fact, some of the best. You want gaming information? We can play games, and you can watch us play games. I don't know. They get millions and trillions of viewers for crying out loud.
You got it. We can sell flowers.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
Or do you want the truth? Do you want to know what's happening?
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're in for a rough road.
Look, I'm not picking on anyone.
No, we won the election, but we haven't won the war. The war's just starting. When I say war, I'm talking about political war. This is going to be an uphill battle all the way. Most candidates wouldn't be able to handle it. Donald Trump can handle it.
And he gets shot in the flipping head. Yeah. He gets sued into oblivion. He gets charged with, fake, countless felonies.
Fake charges, yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Then he gets back up and does the old, dance to YMCA. Okay, yeah. I guess, look.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and my opinion is that we have a rough road out of us.
We do. And look.
January 21st will ease up just a little bit.
Well, I think the fight is really going to begin. I mean, the fight's now, but I think upon inauguration, you're going to see, and here's the other thing too, you're going to see some things happen, but when the selections are floated out there, I really believe some are floated out there for reaction and to see what, so for example, Matt Gaetz being floated out there, brilliant move, and you can see all of the people who are guilty just sweating and stammering and stuttering and saying, okay. And that to me, that causes me to make a, because
The right answer, Doug, would have been, yes, if that's what Donald Trump wants to do, I, as a Republican senator, support that. We'll help Mr. Gaetz as much as we can. Where's the unity? The Democrats have unity. That's why they've been kicking our ass all over the place. They're unified. We're not.
Yeah. Well,
we're at each other's throats all the time. We got to get together here, people. And it starts with the legislative branches. Start acting like Republicans.
Well, and that, okay, because people say, well, you know, Donald Trump demands loyalty. It's not loyalty to him. It's loyalty to the purpose. And it's loyalty to the cause.
To the office of president, but regardless of who's sitting in there.
Yes.
He just happens to be there.
But okay, obviously he's not. It would be very difficult for a conservative to be loyal to a Biden Harris, okay, or a Harris Walls. Yeah. Okay, but the loyalty that he's speaking of is loyalty to a common cause of freedom for all Americans, for the constitutional representative or constitutional republic to exist in the U.S. without the tyranny, without this crap that, you know, without people to be unified.
You're right. I retract what I said.
But okay,
I retract what I said.
Okay, there's respect for the office,
yes,
until it's disrespected, like, yes, Fetterman.
That's
but there's,
what I meant.
Okay,
respect.
All right, so that's fine. But again,
I don't understand the Republicans imploding. You know what I'm saying? When we should be getting together, get Donald Trump into office. He was duly elected by the people. The people have spoken. That's the thing. The people have spoken.
Yeah.
And they're disregarding that. That goes against the republic. That goes against everything that we've fought for. It goes against what this country's all about. It goes against our forefathers. Man, we can do better than that.
Well, yeah, we can. You know what? I'm going to skip cut 6. You can watch it on your own. In fact, I'm going to skip cut 4. You can watch it on your own. This is something that needs to be addressed, and that's the Inflation Reduction Act, of course, that is so much ballyhooed among people. You know what, Eric the Tech, if you want to, for those people depressed out there, if you want to find a puppy video, 30-second puppy video, play it for everyone, okay? I mean, really.
How about rainbows?
Of course.
Can people hear you talk?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mahu?
Oh.
Okay. Mahu?
I don't know if he had like a separate switch. I don't know. I mean, let's just watch.
That was two internal switches.
That was an internal.
I have switches to the main feed, which I'm on right now. Hey, Chad. Hey, everyone. Uh-huh. And then in your ears. In your head. Right on. I'm always in your head.
Right on.
No wonder I'm hearing voices. All right. So two switches, one to the main, one to the ears. Okay. Never mind. I'll tell you what. The inflation reduction, we have to address this because this is, I don't know how many people know about this. This has been out for a while. I mean, I think this was out in September, July. No, it was July of this year. July. Have you seen this video, folks, of Senator Shelley Capito? Have you seen this video dissecting the Inflation Reduction Act, which means using your taxpayer, my taxpayer, our tax money, I'm sorry, to fund domestic terrorism? Now, does this make sense a little bit? She goes into climate justice, Andean Collective, New York. Okay, so climate justice, these are groups. These are domestic NGOs or groups. For example, climate justice, which supports Hamas and transfers money. Andean Collective, which is to defund the law enforcement and really obliterate the U.S. military. And you can look these organizations up on your own. In fact, they'll be in the program notes. Social and environmental entrepreneurs. Got to abolish. You have to, if you're going to defund the police, let's abolish police and defund prisons. That's social environmental entrepreneurs. Wait until you hear how much money they got. out of the Inflation Reduction Act. That's seven. RT, there it is right there. You can read it. Randy Taylor, think about this. I mean, we'll have this congressman from West Virginia. We'll go through the first. It's going to be about 5 minutes. It really is. Listen to everything she says, because this will just make your socks roll up and down. But I'm telling you, you've got to understand what we're fighting against. And this is what we have to fight against. This, it's up to us. Go ahead.
I think this should be an outrage, really, to every taxpaying citizen. We're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, which is almost 2 years old as of this August. And it also, I noticed in the president's schedule that he was getting briefed on the Inflation Reduction Act. So I'm sure he got this briefing while he was being briefed on the Inflation Reduction Act, which we have renamed Invest in Radical Activities Act, because that's what this is about. So we've really been digging into who is getting these massive amounts of grants through the EPA. There's $3 billion in the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, that will go for climate, different climate kind of buckets. And in our investigation, we found that a lot of this money that's going out really has little to do with the environment and a lot to do with funding groups that are basically engaged in what I characterize as anti-American activities. They're anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-police, and anti-border security. So the first one I'm going to go to is, and before I do that, I'm also going to say that Vice President Harris, who is now the nominee for the Democrat presidential race, is quoted here. I have put equity at the center of our nation's largest investment in climate in history to reach the organizations that know their community best. That's what she said when they rolled out and actually named these organizations. And interestingly, today there was a news article today saying that the green groups have now formed a coalition today. And guess who they're endorsing for president? Vice President Harris. So let's go over to the following one. I say follow the money because I think that's where you find out. The first one is climate justice. It's up on the top right-hand bar there. $100 million. They have glorified Hamas in a lot of their social media, on their websites and other things. And they think Israel has no right to exist. They're getting $100 million. This is a direct grant to them. The next one is the NDN Collective. Do you know them? Yes, they're a partner. Yes, they, on their social media, call the United States a so-called country and also call for the defunding of the police and our United States military. Imagine that in these times right now. Next, we have two New York and New Jersey coalitions that are getting $50 million. They're actually going to be participating in granting $50 million. Their quotes are, the border and concept of citizenship is racist and wants no collaboration with federal immigration officials, and the ICE agenda is racist as well. Then we have the social and environmental entrepreneurs, $50 million. Again, abolish police, abolish prisons. The latest one, and these were all, those previous ones I'm talking about were all announced in December by the vice president and named on the EPA's materials as they rolled them out through the press. The Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, the most recent funding was announced last week, is getting between $1 and $3 million. And they are actively advocating to defund police, decriminalize shoplifting, and abolish our prisons. So I think that that this uncovers quite a bit of the $3 billion. We're up to $200 million, actually a little bit more than that, if you count everything all in. And this is just the lack of accountability. The administrator of the EPA has been questioned about this. He says the money hasn't gone out. That's their first. That was their first thing. Well, they haven't gotten the money yet. Now they're saying, well, we don't check out the partner organizations. So this NDN would be a partner organization as opposed to an actual grantee. So why aren't you vetting these people? I mean, this is taxpayers' dollars. And what do they have to do with telling people how to live and cope better and clean up their environment. So I think that we need to know that these are appalling to me and to many of us who work hard to make sure that we're not just paying our taxes, but we're also making sure that we're making good investments from the federal government. So what are we doing about it? Well, we're shining a light on it and urging the EPA to not disperse this money. And coincidentally, they haven't dispersed all of this money yet, so we'll see what happens. I pushed in the Appropriations Committee for more money for the EPA Inspector General, somebody to follow the money within the EPA, because they know best. An inspector general would be able to do that. And then I think the most important thing is when we take control of Congress after January, we will be able to defund a lot of this, but we also be able to follow it and do much more oversight. So I'm going to turn it over to my friend from Nebraska and see.
And if you want to watch the entire thing, it's pretty long.
If they would just do investigations into this, the kickbacks would blow your mind.
And the architect, and many people don't know this, but the architect behind this is none other than Barry Satoro, Barack Hussein Obama.
Yep.
And if you really want a rundown on Obama, Susan Daniels has got a great Substack that she's a PI. She does a lot of writing. Great Substack.
Obama also funded, people don't really realize this, he funded numerous green companies.
Oh, yeah.
In his presidency, that failed. They failed immediately.
Yep.
Okay. I'm telling Solyndra. You, it's just money handed to friends.
He loves Mahu.
And, and he loves Mahu.
I got to tell you, that's the first time I ever heard that. I've never been to Hawaii. I don't.
There's where we should go.
No, thank you. No.
There's a really nice Pearl Harbor tour.
Yeah, well,
they take you out of the Admiral's boat.
Bahamas.
Exactly. We could fly and we could drive in Tom Selleck's car or something, you know.
Wait a second. Eric's in a break.
Wait a minute. Go on the website. You look like you're in Hawaii. That one picture on there. I like it.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was PI.
That was a play on
Magnum PI, right?
That's awesome. I like it. I have lots of Hawaiian shirts.
Well, that was the only one I grabbed at that time. I've got a better one than that, but anyway. But see, you know, she mentioned the EPA, you know, and if you think about this, if you look at these groups, or look at this Inflation Reduction Act, these groups own Harris, Comrade McKneepads, okay? Mm-hmm. They own her. And if you look at these groups, these are terrorist-supporting groups, basically.
And what did any one of those groups, any of them, have to do with inflation reduction?
And there it is.
Nothing. Not a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a cover. It's a front. It's sending money to their friends. I'm telling you. It's ridiculous.
You're 100% accurate on that.
That is grand theft.
So, all right. You know, I want to throw this one out here because, look, we do need some good news, all right? And without the puppy dogs and kitties, I saw that. Or you know, Peanut. Rest in peace, Peanut and Fred, which was not about a squirrel and a chipmunk or a squirrel and a raccoon, but about government overreach. And
overbearing government. Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, all your pets are Peanut and raccoon.
Mm. I wonder how Karen is doing, the one with the compliant.
Well, the initial complainant was not the person who complained. So that's what I saw. There was a retraction made on social media, apparently. I don't know who it doesn't matter to me. You got people like this everywhere, right?
Yep.
You do.
Yep.
You're not wearing a mask. You're not 6 feet. You get away from me. Or, you know, it's, it's this mental conditioning. But I'll tell you what, there is some good news here. And it does involve RFK Jr. And you notice how many, if you've watched MSNBC, CNN, and I do, so you don't have to put yourself through that. Let me tell you, it's not fun. Maybe that's why I'm just off, not right, because
oh, that'll wreck anybody's day.
Man, I'll tell you what, these, you know, Nicole Wallace, Rachel, I'm not even going to say it. These people are just out of their flipping minds.
You think they could sneak into the building?
You could probably walk into the building. You know okay.
We could hold hands. We could hold hands and let us in. Don Lemon would be like, hello, fellas.
I'm going to tell you, just wear a surgical mask and a rainbow shirt. Yeah, Mahu. Mahu.
Mahu.
Mahi, Mahi, Mahu. Who? What? I don't know. But when you
that's the difference between the left and the right, okay? On the right, if you don't want to own a gun, you don't believe in guns, you don't buy a gun.
Right.
On the left, if you don't own a gun and don't want a gun, nobody can have guns.
That's right.
It's the same thing with the mask. You know what I mean? On the right, you want to wear a mask, don't want to wear a mask. But the left, it has to be everybody. They think they speak for everybody, and they couldn't be more wrong. And it's a shame that they're that stupid. 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 Yep. Retarded. You know, all the words I'm not supposed to use.
It's mind control. A lot of it is programmed into the brains of these people. But anyway, okay. Yeah. I do want to show this good news, because now RFK is getting a lot of flack. I love on the left on MSNBC, he's called this conspiracy theorist, anti-vaxxer. Okay. Even before they introduce him, okay, this is the anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist, RFK Jr., who just went off the reservation and broke away from the normal family and Kennedy family. And is just, just off his nut. Okay. That's, okay. Now, this makes me a little bit happy here, because I sense, okay, even despite the fight against President Trump, President-elect Trump, but soon to be President Trump, despite the fight, and J.D. Vance, despite the fight, there is something else going on. There is this God inspired, and look, I know God is in control. I know that.
Absolutely.
Okay, but that doesn't mean we sit on our hands and lick lollipops or muggles or
whatever. God loves his warriors.
There it is. We have to be warriors, and we have to know what we're fighting against. We have to identify the enemy.
This isn't just against left. This is against evil.
There it is. It is a spiritual battle.
Thank you.
And, you're looking at people who want to kill you. How much clearer can this be? They want to kill you. They will kick your door in for a Facebook post. They will kick your door in if you just happen to be praying near a murder house, an infanticide house, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you complain about transsexuals in your child's school, your door can get kicked in.
That's right.
It's like a commercial. You too can have your door kicked in.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, here's a good piece of news. It comes in the form of Jesse Waters. Like him or don't like him, I really don't care. Okay. It's the message. Now, RFK is talking about prosecuting Fauci, the garden gnome. Yep. Alleging that the U.S. government, through the CIA, funded the Wuhan labs and facilitated the transfer of bioweapons to their facilities. Huh. Isn't that what we, haven't we, isn't that, right?
Yes.
I mean, don't we, chat, isn't that? Huh. Well, let's play clip 3. Cut 3.
Tell me about Fauci. You wrote this big fat book. I could only get through a little bit of it. I can't read anything longer than 700 pages. And you think Fauci is the devil. Would you prosecute him if you ever got to the White House?
I mean, if there were crimes that he committed, of course, we would, you know, I would tell the attorney general to prosecute him and not hold off. Do I think that he committed crimes? I think he caused a lot of injury. I think that he, particularly by withholding early treatment from Americans, we racked up the highest death count in the world. We only have 4.2% of the globe's population, but we had 16% of the COVID deaths in this country. And that is that was from bad policy. There's countries that did the opposite of what we did, that provided ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, other early treatments to their populations, and had 1/200th of our death rate. So there are many, many things that we did wrong in this country, and some of those were, I would say, knowingly, that some of the things that were done by public health officials at that time, that they knew that they would be harmful to.
Why hasn't the Biden administration punished China?
Punish China for what?
For the lab leak, for withholding PPE during the pandemic.
Well, I think one of the reasons we haven't investigated the Wuhan lab is because the U.S. government, not just through NIH, but through the CIA and through USAID, was actually funding the studies in the Wuhan lab. And we did a very, very big technology transfer of bioweapons technology to the Wuhan lab, and bioweapons technology that was developed at NIH expense.
You've seen.
Well, folks, Randy Taylor.
Canada's in that crap, too.
Yeah.
They're in that pile of people that have hurt people. That's a crime against humanity. Don't ever look at it as anything else. They duped Trump in the beginning. And the people that invented this shit over in Wuhan, I'll tell you what,
Let's be a little bit more clear. I do believe Fauci, NIAID, Collins, and the gain-of-function work was funded through NIH and NAIAD to the University of the University here in the U.S. It made it over to Canada as well. And then the gain of function funding also made it to Daszak and Ralph Baric and Peter Daszak over in the UK. Ultimately, all of this information made it to Wuhan and was released from there. The gain of function, Fauci, should be prosecuted.
Yes, some of the stuff was stolen from a Canadian lab.
There was espionage at the very least.
Oh yeah. Well, this is a crime against humanity.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. This is no different than Hitler killing 10 million Jews, in my opinion.
It's mass murder. Yes. You know,
it's genocide, man.
In addition to that, you've got. Now, the big pharma, and if you notice too, with the announcement of RFK possibly heading up the HHS, you know, instead of Xavier Becerra, and you know, getting rid of that assistant Richard Levine, the guy that dresses up like a woman. I can't say that in Canada. I can't say that in UK, which people are listening right now. Blast it out of your windows, those people listening in the UK. Rachel is not Rachel. It's Richard Levine.
Okay, he's got
these people are mentally ill. He's got a dangling participle.
Right.
He uses gorilla tape to tuck it under.
He's not a Mahu.
There you go. How's that? How's that for decorum?
Fugly. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Mahu.
Mahu.
Thanks. Mahu. Okay. You know, we were talking earlier about Democrat brands. Every time I take the dog out, I have this little black bag. And I pick up Democrat brands every night and put it in the green bin.
I just pretend to pick it up.
I don't understand. You're the one kicking it up. And, okay, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, I've been down, pretend to pick it up and, you know, put the bag in my paw. I'm kidding.
What's funny is if you ever watch people out in front of your house, their dog takes a dump in the yard, some of them you tell don't have a bag. You know how many times I've actually sent somebody out with a bag, one of the kids. So go out here, go, take, offer them a bag. It's just to watch the look on their face. And we've got everything on film anyway. So it's unbelievable.
I do too. So and speaking of which, I don't know if I sent you. Actually, my neighbor's camera caught a black bear.
Oh, yeah, you sent that to me. I'm whining about coyotes, and he goes, I'll tell
you. Oh, my word.
He sends me a picture of a black bear out in the Christmas bowl.
It's like 6.5 feet tall. He's a black bear.
Full grown Pennsylvania baby black bear.
I checked my surveillance cameras, and there he is looking around, you know. I'm thinking,
I'm so glad your girls weren't outside, or your girl wasn't outside, or the other one, yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been so bad, Doug.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, I know. And
I worry about coyotes with my dog.
I'll tell you what. No one hurts my dogs, but now look at this. Look at this visual here. The Department of Health in 2021 versus Department of Health in 2025. How can anyone argue about this?
How do you even draw a line there? How do you even?
Oh man,
it's hard when you get these people that are in charge of health, you know, and they weigh 350 pounds, you know what I mean, missing a tooth, slobs, and they're going to tell you what you need to be eating. Really?
Oh yeah,
this is all over the world. This isn't just us.
No, you're exactly right.
We have a problem around the world. The U.S. has got to set the tone, though. We were always the ones that set the mark and enforced it. And that's what you got to do with any organization. You set the mark and you enforce it. And by golly, this UN crap and all the stuff we're reading about, this stuff has got to stop. We need to tell the UN to shove it.
Yeah.
Okay. And these people with this climate stuff, the COP, okay, this Paris thing,
you know,
stick it.
And okay, so you had mentioned Canada earlier, Eric. Yeah. The Tech, if you don't mind, I know this is not on the show notes, but if you can go to the Gateway Pundit, and there is, you know, so you're talking about the Department of Health, right? So, or Health and Human Services, and you're talking about the FDA and all that comprises. Now you're also looking, and you said this because really the U.S. sets a standard, except yes. for Fruit Loops and for red dye number 4 and yellow dye number 6 or whatever it might be.
Crunch berries, man.
But right. but see, we lack there because, you know, Canada and the U.K. and some places
crunch berries.
Yeah, what I'm telling you, I could do that as a platform up in Canada and probably get elected prime minister if I would just bring back crunch berries. They can't say he's got pretty hair because I don't have any hair. Yeah. Do you remember Trudeau when he's campaigning and they asked him about the budget? And he said, this is what Numbnut said, and the budget will balance itself. Just like that, with a straight face.
I tell my bank all the time.
Oh my!
That
God.
Very thing. The bank manager.
And use Trudeau for a reference.
Yeah, I should. You know, look. The checking account will balance itself.
And we're in Canada, they're in trouble. Everything that's coming to the U.S. If Trump hadn't been elected, all you had to do was look at Canada.
Yeah.
And see exactly where the U.S. is heading. They're under the UN, the WHO, okay? and the World Economic Forum. Trudeau is a disciple.
Yeah.
And I mean that. Just like, you know how loyal Jesus' disciples were to him, with the exception of Peter. Okay.
Initially, or not initially, but yes.
Right,
yes.
Right. But, it, you know.
Yeah.
But that loyalty to this guy. And that's what Trudeau and his, they created a position of like an assistant prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, the one that always looks like she's done a line of blow and is doing this bit.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that same red dress? That thing, the ass has got to be worn out on that dress. Okay. These people are World Economic Forum disciples. They have sold out Canada. They've sold them out. Canada's been sold out. They brought in so many immigrants that even the citizens can't even get into a hospital. They're sleeping in the hallways. They're sleeping on the floors. This is no joke, and I can say this, all right? I saw it recently, okay? And there's no health crisis going on, except the fact that they've brought in so many immigrants that they can't house them. They can't feed them. They are robbing Canadians blind. This is crazy. What's going on in Canada is crazy. And that is exactly what Harris and these Democrats have in mind for the United States. Patriots, you have to stand up. Do not let USA become like Canada. Take it from a friend. I'm your friend. I won't lie to you about anything. We've got to see this through.
We do, because there is so much at stake. Okay, now you think Harris is not an issue and an item anymore. She's going to be come up reformatted and run for governor of California, while Gavin Newsom gets keyed up to run for.
We have to be careful that they don't try and pull Biden and stick Harris in the slot.
Which, you know, I was thinking about that, although it probably could have worked.
We just don't know, because they're breaking the rules. The whole deal with no primary, they broke the rules. They're just doing whatever the hell they want, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the part that scares me.
Eric, the tech, I sent you something, by the way. Go ahead.
This is a runaway government. And we've just got to reel it in. We've got to get Trump in there. You know what? And ladies and gentlemen, if you're good at what you do and you're a patriot, apply for jobs with the Trump government.
Actually, that's not a bad thing to say. You did send me
a link. Someone recommended Doug. No, I'm not, and he's laughing. This isn't funny, my friend.
I know.
One of our listeners went to the website that's no longer taking submissions, but I'll tell you how it started. I saw a post from Craig Sawyer, a wonderful friend of this show. Good man out there doing it for the kids. His organization, Veterans for Child Rescue, okay, was recommended to be part of the solution.
That's right.
With the Trump administration. And there were categories to put people in, the whole nine yards. And I saw that today. So I went over there and I was like, cool. What I did, just for giggles, I punched Doug's name in. One of our listeners actually, thank goodness for people like you.
Yeah.
Somebody recommended Doug for a job with the Trump administration, and not a specific job, a job. Hire this man. And you know what? I saw that and I was touched. I was like, you know what? Because I know Doug Hagman. He would be fantastic in any job he did. And I guarantee you, I've already told you, I'd love to work for Trump. I don't want to be seen. I'd like to work in the... Doug and I should work together.
Oh, yeah. That would be dangerous.
Give us five people initially, and we could turn wonders. What we do is keep traitors out of the White House. Keep traitors off of his staff. We would keep people loyal to Donald Trump that he has for his aides. When I say loyal, they'd be buried
under monuments.
Right. When I say loyal, I mean not be turncoats.
Right.
That's what I mean, because so many people turned on him, you know, and that's heartbreaking, because the man was trying to do a job before, and all they do is threaten somebody with something. Even having to go get lawyers is monumental for some people. Oh. They would just threaten somebody with that, and they would fold and go against Trump. We can't operate like that.
Speaking about lawyers, when I heard, you have no idea how much the legal fees for Alex Jones is. I mean, when I heard it, I mean, my knees buckled. Okay. I just can't. I don't know if he'll ever pay that off. I mean, continue.
And let me tell you this about owing your lawyer money. You always remember this. My attorney told me this. As long as you owe money, your attorney will keep you out of jail. That's no joke.
That's an interesting way of.
Because you can't pay them. You can't pay them if you're in jail. Your lawyer will always keep you out of jail if you owe them money.
Especially, well, in criminal cases, yes. Yeah. Civil cases, it's kind of like, okay.
His lawyer fees had to be monumental. And in my opinion, when they went to liquidate everything he owned, his lawyer should have been paid first.
Yeah, that's not how it works, though.
I know it's not.
You're right, though. You're right. For the people, look, I know it's Friday, and folks, we're going to take a little detour right now because people don't look. You know, people don't like to hear bad news, right? I get it. In the chat, and I know people are saying, like, well, why in the hell am I even listening to this or watching this?
The emails that come in here are tons and tons and tons of bad news. Go look at this. Go look at that. There's a lot of people out there right now, Doug, that are whipping up something that isn't there. I'm just telling you, you know it. I know. I see it every day.
Yes.
My only caution, and I send emails back out to you. I say is be careful who you listen to. We source our stuff and we tell you the truth.
Right.
If we can't verify it, we're not going to say it because we don't want to come back on us. We are truth tellers.
A lot of times you have well-meaning, and folks, you know, when you get in deep in threads on X or especially about things like, well, I'll just use as an example, the Butler attempted assassination. There are people out there that I guarantee you have every answer to every question out there. And here's the evidence. And okay. Yeah. Well, did you expend a lot of shoe leather out there? Did you talk to a lot of people? Did you interview? Did you get statements? Did you look people in the eyes? Did you sit them down? Did you do this? Did you do that? Have you been harassed by the feds and the state and the county and the township cops? Have you fought them? Have you talked to the coroner? Have you talked to? Okay. No. I just know it.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people do that. They only search for the answer they want. Well, sometimes it's not the answer you want.
No. Sadly,
not at all.
You know, you don't work to a conclusion, or you don't conclude and then work to that conclusion
That's what a prosecutor does. Okay, we're not prosecutors.
Well, yeah. But the prosecutor also but folks, for the people out there who are really bummed out right now, this is perhaps one of my favorite videos. It's a minute long. Take this to the weekend with you and just enjoy this. This is our gift to you from the bottom of our hearts. We're not going anywhere yet. The show's not over yet, but I need this, and I think you guys need this.
Yeah, we beat you up enough tonight.
Yeah, Eric the Tech, go ahead and cue this up or play it.
Yeah. Food. You know, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, I went to the fridge, and I opened up the meat drawer. You know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yeah. What was in there?
Well, I'll tell you what was in there. You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah?
I took that out, and I thought...
Yeah?
I know who would like that. me, so I ate it.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
Nope. Not kidding. You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there. Yeah, you know, steak, you know, juicy. Well, I ate that, too. But I went back to the fridge just a few minutes ago. And I put something together really special. You're going to love this one. I took some chicken.
Yeah.
I put some cheese on it. And I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats.
Yeah.
Then guess what?
What?
I gave it to the cat.
Eric, you have got to send that to me.
You know what, folks? As bad as it can be, and as bad as it is, even, you know, you have
that
to
was,
love those.
That was horrible.
Oh, I got it. You know.
Ladies and gentlemen, while I have your attention.
Oh, there you go.
Hagman Coffee. Okay. Let's get this stuff moving. This is also a very nice Christmas gift.
Yes, it is. Except we're not paying $4,000 for the bags. We're not doing that. Right. You'll have a nice label. That's it.
And the book here, we've been talking about this book, right? In the Dark of Night, Out of the Innocence, Doug Hagman wrote this book. Perfect Christmas gift for that discerning person on your Christmas list. And this right here, picture Christmas morning.
And you
awaken to the smell of having coffee. Man, that'll make the perfect Christmas. And after dinner on Christmas Day, please, Hagman Coffee for everyone. You can go ahead and brew it. You can do it in K-Cups. Okay? This is the stuff. It may not be pretty, but it is really good coffee. Folks that have taken my word for it and bought the coffee, I've gotten tons of emails in saying that in some cases it's the best coffee they've ever tasted.
That's
a high mark.
And Eric picks the beans. Eric sends his kids down to pick the beans. And
and they'll be back by Christmas.
Yeah. So to recap, and I just want to make sure people know that where we're at here. To recap, you've got, go ahead. I will take care of that. I'll take care of that this week. I'll take care of that tomorrow. In other words, I'll get, it'll be a week. I think the print run is probably going to be a week. I'll get 100 copies in. Eric, the tech, is that all right?
Yeah, and you're going to sign them too?
Do you folks want both the first and the second? Because we got to fix the first. I mean, when I say fix it, make it match the second. But I mean, in terms of
the second one for now until we get that first one out. I'll work on getting that done.
Right, and folks who buy it, just leave an honest review at Amazon. Okay, so just to recap, you've got a week where liberal heads are exploding. You've got a week where the corporate media is just absolutely insane. You've got this Wiley Nickel, openly discussing the creation of a shadow government. You've got Democratic governors creating a coalition to make sure Donald Trump doesn't succeed. You've got CNN promoting a shadow government in a fever dream-like sequence. You've got really shadow diplomacy being discussed by Mike Benz to expose this. And then the Inflation Reduction Act, which I probably should have played quite a while ago, where Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia had talked about where this money is going and how Harris is owned by these groups. Does it matter now? Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to matter in the future. So
we've got some issues with the U.S. military.
And we do.
People in the Pentagon talking against the president. That right there You know, they can't pass it off as, well, we're legislators. We can do like they do in the UK. No.
No.
That is treason. Here's your commander in chief. And they're talking about stripping power from him and not giving him the new codes and all that. I'll tell you what, those new codes are a lot safer with Donald Trump than any other president all the way back to Reagan. Fact.
And to think, and this came out where the brass on the military brashly hid the new codes or kept the new codes from President Trump. That was revealed, of course. You know that, right?
Yep.
They didn't let him have the nuclear football, which, okay. And, of course, the back channel created it to China.
He would discuss anything like that with the Joint Chiefs anyway.
Of course.
He wouldn't just crawl up in his bathroom, send out a tweet, and nuke somebody.
But see, that shows the absolute absurdity of the leftist people in the government, people in the media, people who vote left, people who think that, you know, furries and trannies and all this is normal. People who, you know, believe that the Department of Education should be kept because, well, you know, how else are you going to really be schooled into this indoctrination of communism and globalism? So, you know, you've got all of these people and then, of course, you've got these leftists, mostly, well, I haven't met somebody on the right, but the left saying, well, you know what? Trump broke my family. And as a matter of fact, you had a murder suicide because President Trump won. And it was a leftist who killed his wife and two kids.
It's a sickness. The left is a sickness. And they're the ones that are going against everything a democratic republic stands for. Not mm-hmm. Trump. Trump's not doing it. Trump's doing it the right way. Every one of these people that are bucking President Trump are going against what our country stands for.
That's right.
They have no excuse. This is the will of the people. We heard about this crap for the last 4 years.
Yep.
This is the will of the people. You better suck it up, Buttercup.
Amen to that. Folks, keep Alex Jones in your prayers, please.
Please.
I felt bad even talking, asking him to come on. And he said, yeah, but, you know, no, I did not. It's just going to be the night. I mean, the guy broadcasts, I don't know. He was up for
you tell him I want to meet him hours. Someday.
Well, he said, next week, you know. And I said, yeah, next week, maybe.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have to expose what these people are doing because this Department of Justice is really after all of us. And if we have a shadow Department of Justice, I mean, I'll tell you what, we're not safe. And I think I have a lot of faith in what's coming as long as we play our roles. You know, we all have a part to play. Yeah. But we have to play them.
And this is, it's all uphill from here to the 20th, believe me. But we can do it. We can do it. And we're together doing it. That's the best part.
And, you know, every one of you who hang with us in the chat and are listening to this right now, you have my utmost respect and our solid appreciation for being there.
I got a nice email today thanking Doug and I.
Yeah.
We're telling the truth. And when we said all along, we're going to get through this, that person thanked me today and called us friends and thanked us for that and said that helped him get through all of this.
And there's more to come. And believe me, okay, we will get through this. We've been through worse.
We're going to get through this.
Yeah.
We're just prepping you for what's coming. You know, we love you. We're together with you. And God bless you.
Folks,
God bless every one of you.
Amen to that. And Randy Taylor, thank you.